Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Blessed greetings, Ross Sirius. How you doing?
I'm good, Carlos. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm great. Welcome to Bob Radio 949 HD2. We're on Kingston Vibes. We're in studio, fans. We are in the studio on the phone with David Ross Sirius. He's the guitar player for Steel Pulse. How's it going? You just played Red Rocks. How was it?
Respect, Carlos. Man, beautiful day today. And I tell you, Red Rocks.
What's up, Carlos?
What's up, Steve? How you doing? And we got Steve on the line also. He's the horn player for Steel Pulse. And you know him from No Doubt. Been playing the horn with No Doubt for 23 years. These guys played together with Steel Pulse. They've been on the road for a while. They just did Red Rocks last night. You're still there? You're still in Colorado?
Right here, man. Yeah. No. We're just over here back home now, taking a rest from touring. You know, Red Rocks was a great show. My brethren, Steven Bradley right here, is a new addition to the group. It's a beautiful thing. And, you know, in between tours, you know, with Steel Pulse, Steve and I have been working on a record with another friend of ours, Adrian Young, a drummer of No Doubt as well. So it's kind of got a little project on the side, you know, besides.
And we're here to talk about that project. We'll get back to the Steel Pulse stuff a little later, but we're here to talk about this project, Valley of Kings. Right, it's a great CD. We've been playing for you. We played United We Stand. We've been playing it for you. So tell us about the album, where you recorded it, how'd you guys get together. Tell us a little bit about the background about your new CD.
Well, it started a few years back when I had met Adrian Young, come help me out and do some drum production for some Steel Pulse recordings. And we got together and, you know, just became friends and started really, you know, learning about each other and how much we believe in reggae music. And we just wanted to create something of our own. And so we did. And Steven was right there with us the whole time. And this project just came about. And here we have, you know, eight songs now. And so
great production on the record, super clean. The lyrics are super nice. The United Stand, we love the track. We played it a couple of times already. It's really, really nice, clean reggae music, man. It's like a nice fresher breath air into the roots reggae stuff, man. So congratulations on the new record. We playing some more of it for you guys. Where did you do the recording at?
We did the recording at California Sound Studios, which is down in Orange County.
Nice.
And we've been working with them. They have a record label, Right Records, so they helped us out a lot. And we worked a lot with the engineer there, Jesse Wright, so got to give him props because he did a great job.
Yeah, the record sounds super clean, super, super, super nice, man. So you guys just came down to Club Kingston a few weeks ago. It was nice to have you guys in the house just hanging out. We're trying to get the Valley of Kings in to Club Kingston coming up in December, so we're looking forward to that. We got a date locked. December 14th is when the date's going to be. So San Diego Mass, we want to hear some new stuff. Come on down, check out
this. We also got a new track with Steel Pulse coming out, and it's to help aid the fight of human trafficking. So that's another single that you guys will be hearing from Steel Pulse that'll be brand new.
And that's a combination with Valley of Kings together?
Well, no, it's just, you know, because we are, you know, touring musicians and recording musicians for Steel Pulse, you know? And, you know, so we're always doing things together. You know, and I'm sure, you know, it is a collaboration as well, but, you know, we haven't put the two names together yet, but I mean, it's just, you know,
oh, that's
just working together for the same idea, for the same reason. You know what I mean? We all have the same.
It's a great cause.
Goal.
Yeah, we have the same mindset. You guys have the same mindset. You have the same message of unity, peace, love, understanding, working together.
Right. Exactly.
So it's beautiful. It's beautiful. We're looking forward to that track. We're looking forward to playing more of your music, Valley of Kings, and having you down here in San Diego playing a live show. So it's going to be exciting. Just want to tell all the people about this new CD, a brand new project coming out of the blue. We want you guys to really, really enjoy it. So you want to talk to the guys real quick, and so you guys can tell us about it a little bit more.
Yes, sir. That's what's up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So we got the Valley of Kings stuff going pretty good. You just came back from Red Rocks, and you just did a big whole country tour of Australia, right?
Yeah, we did Australia. That was an amazing journey. Paul's played at some couple of the cities that they've never been to, you know, so we had all these people, you know, from old to new generations that have been waiting to see this band. So it was really special, you know.
You told me that you went and visited a tribe.
Yeah, I mean, there was Aborigines, you know, the native people, you know, and a lot of Brazilians. I mean, it was just a mixed pot, but it was really cool to go to some of the places that the band has never been before, and these people have been waiting for so long to see them and see us.
Right.
It was an amazing thing. Australia was beautiful, and we came back to the mainland and played Red Rocks with Morgan Heritage, the Grammy Award winners, and also Iration and 311 was there.
Oh, wow, that's a big show.
So, yeah, it was great. Red Rocks is... It was a beautiful venue. If you've been there, have you been there?
Oh, yeah. I saw Jimmy Cliff and Burning Spear there way back in the day.
Yeah. So, you know.
It's an amazing spot. If any of you guys have ever get a chance to see a show at Red Rocks Amphitheater, it is a venue, world-class venue, amazing place just to be and just sit there and just check it all out. Really, really cool place to go. Now, David, we know that you're working with Steel Pulse. How did you begin working with Steel Pulse?
Well, it's just more of a right place, right time. Operation meets opportunity. They heard some of my stuff and hired me to produce for them initially. And so that's how I started and just kind of worked organically up into the camp, up into the outfit. And they, you know, saw something in me that they liked. And
you play great. Now, I don't know if the massive knows this, but we were at Sierra Nevada this year, or last year, it was last year, David Hines was lost his voice, and you sang all the vocals for Steel Pulse for the set. It was amazing. Right. And you guys, they played some really old songs from Tribute to the Martyrs and Handsworth Revolution that I have never, ever heard Steel Pulse play. And it was quite a treat to have you sing all the lead vocals. And David was still there playing guitar, but you carried the vocals and you did an amazing job. It was quite a show.
Good, thanks, Carlos. And, you know, Steven was there as well, but he wasn't playing with us at the time. He just happened to be there in support, you know, and see the show. And yeah, it was quite an experience, to tell you that, you know, not just for me, but for also the other people too. So,
yeah, man. So we're here in talking to Russ Sirius, guitar player for Steel Pulse, Steven, trumpet player for Steel Pulse. They have a new album called Valley of Kings. It's out in your digital retailers. I support you guys. You guys support these guys. Go out, buy the CD, buy the stuff. Bob Rader is going to be supporting you guys. We just want to tip our hat to Steel Pulse and Valley of Kings right here on Bob Radio.
Yeah, respect, Carlos.
Yeah, man. And the guys are coming down here for a show live and direct December 14th. So you guys out there in Radio Land, you want to see some hardcore roots, real positive message reggae, come on, check out the show at Club Kingston over at Winston's on the 14th of December.
But anyways, Carlos, I thought we agreed on the 21st.
Oh, the 21st. Maybe it's 21st. Okay, the 21st. Maybe we change it. I got to look at my notes again.
I just caught that. I'm like, the 14th. I'm like, no, I think it's the week. Yeah.
But we are going to have you guys down here in San Diego really soon. So we're looking forward to it.
You already know that. You already know, Carlos.
Everybody
so.
Come down to the show. Everybody got to come represent Valley Kings. We go out and blow it up.
Definitely.
Hey, Carlos.
Yeah.
He just played the White House, man. He just played for Obama.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, he played with Gwen Stefani. Tell him a little something about it, man.
Oh, yeah, man. We got invited to play the last state dinner for the Obama presidency, and it was quite an honor. We had a little tour. We were, like, shaking hands and did, and he was, like, Man, I like your hair. I'm going to do that when I get out of here.
A dread Obama. I love it. I love it. I love Obama gone dread. We'll take that one. We'll take that one. Well, we love you guys. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in with us, being here with us, doing a little interview here at Bob Radio. We're going to support the record. We're going to see you guys live and direct. Big up Steel Pulse. Big up the whole Massive. You know, just nothing but one love, you know?
Yeah, respect, Tyler. Thank you.